I was in awe, as I said, especially because they were young. They were students, teenagers. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that this was their way of contributing to the civil rights of their people. I thought about the fact that I walked in picket lines around department stores that would not hire blacks to work but would sell to you. I thought about the way I had to drink from a color-only fountain. I thought about I had been in an accident, very bad day, snow everywhere, and our car went off the road. We found that we couldn't use the car. It was wrecked so badly. But we got hungry. We were tired. We were upset. And there was a restaurant on the highway not far away. And we walked to the restaurant. They would not let us in. They would not hand us anything from the front door. And we were so hungry and so upset. We went around back. It was snow. It was a terrible, terrible snowy day. And I thought about all those things. I thought about my years in a completely segregated neighborhood. I thought about Brown versus Board and the fact that Virginia was doing its thing. It was not going to do it. They were just not going to do it. Having lived the life of a black person who had been segregated always, in my schooling, church, in every way. My neighborhood had no other people. It didn't look like me. My school was completely segregated. So the book, really, it really struck. The fact that the girls had to come here from Beckley to go to school, that they would be segregated probably for the rest of their lives. They knew what was happening to black people, and they saw fit to put it in writing.